Dr. Scher, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Dr. Scher is involved with Blues Value Partnership initiatives, specifically involving patient safety. Talk about your job for the Blues.
Well, actually, I really enjoy my job because I get to work with doctor groups and hospitals around the state, getting them to collaborate on opportunities for quality improvement, figuring out how to what works in care and how to improve systems so that every patient gets the best care.
You know, I don't know how much we think about patient safety. I think we walk into a hospital or a doctor's office taking for granted that everything's going to be okay, but it's something we need to be aware of, isn't it?
No, it absolutely is. When people study quality, we always discover opportunities for improvement. And that's healthcare is a very complex aspect of what we do in life, and that's in other complex areas, everybody who works knows that there's always room for improvement. I think, in general, people always trust their doctor and their hospital, or mostly do, and mostly that trust is, you know, really well-founded. But at the same time, people often think, well, if I have a real big problem, I better go to the best doctor or the best hospital. And we really don't want people to have to worry about finding the one or two best places or best doctors. We really want all hospitals and all doctors to practice at the highest standards. So that's what I focus on, is helping everybody do that.
Dr. Scher, I can remember my mother, after we would go to the hospital, she'd make us all strip down and take showers because she'd say, oh, the germs are in the hospitals. What are hospitals doing to reduce infections in hospitals?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that your mother advising you about that. That's kind of wise, because sick people are in hospitals and sick people often have infections. And so bacteria and viruses that can infect people are common. Most of us are healthy and not very susceptible, but it's wise to be careful anyway. So by studying the infection rates in Michigan hospitals and doing this collaboratively instead of in a competitive way, people have discovered the kinds of parts of the hospital where there's more likelihood of getting an infection, and the specific ways we do our work in hospitals that will make it less likely to get an infection. And so we've been spreading that information around the state and improving systems of care. And actually, for example, in ICUs, the rate of infection from catheters that are put into the vessels, you know, the blood vessels, that has dramatically improved. So Michigan used to be sort of average compared to other states nationally, and now we're the best in the country, and we're kind of leading the way in how to help avoid infections.
How is overall is the hospital environment in Michigan as it relates to patient safety?
Well, again, Michigan is kind of a leader. As we started to collaborate and bring our data together across hospitals and get experts together to talk about what works and what doesn't, and spread that knowledge, Michigan's gone from average in patient safety and quality of care in hospitals to really the top 10% in many, many areas of care. So, for example, in cardiac surgery, we used to be average, and now all 33 hospitals that do heart surgery in the state work together really actively to compare notes and compare data on what works. And now we're in the top 10% of quality. And that pattern is true for pneumonia care and heart attack care and general surgery. And it's really something how Michigan has been leading the way in that regard.
Are there other areas of top focus for improving quality and safety?
Yeah, there's really quite a few. Starting in 1997, cardiologists who put catheters in the heart to open up the blood vessels during a heart attack or to prevent a heart attack, they got together and pooled their data, and they reduced the death rate associated with this procedure by 20% and complications of care by around 30%. The same thing happened in cardiac surgery. The same thing happened with the general surgeons who got together. Bariatric surgeons, those are the folks who do surgery for severe obesity, they've reduced complication rates by 25%. And after the surgery, patients are well enough that they've reduced the need for emergency room services by 30%. So you see this pattern in many, many areas of care in Michigan.
Well, Dr. Scher, tell me about the MHA Keystone Partnership.
So Blue Cross helps fund this Keystone program that the Hospital Association leads, and it really is a statewide, all-hospital effort to basically, they do two things. They try and improve the culture of safety, which means get everybody's attention focused on how to improve systems and how to improve safety, and that is the starting point. And then they focus on specific areas, like I mentioned, reducing the rate of infections from catheters in the intensive care unit, or reducing the rate of infections from catheters in the bladder. They focus on what we already know about what's the best way to do things, and creating systems in all hospitals in Michigan to make sure every patient gets the right care every single time. So they focus on improving systems and improving the culture of safety, and it has been one of the most successful projects of this sort in the country.
Dr. David Scherr, the Senior Associate Medical Director for Healthcare Quality at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Is there a resource folks can go to get more information?
Gosh. Well, we have on the Blue's website, there's a value partnerships section which talks about all of these projects. That's a good one. And the Michigan Hospital Association, I'm sure, has a similar website where you can learn about the Keystone Project. Those are two good sources.
All right, Dr. Scherr, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.